thermostat or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACBiluChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke
Choir. License number 84417.
Ram 1500 does more than stand the test of time. It stands up to anything you throw at it or in it. It's tough, dependable, and designed to get you wherever you need to go. Right now, during the Ram Drive and Discover event, you can get a great deal, too. Like $8,250 in total values on the 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab with a Hemi V8 when financed. If you're looking for a smooth, comfortable ride, massive towing, and exceptional payload capacities, go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer for great deals on a wide selection of hard-working, light-duty, heavy-duty, and commercial Ram trucks. Like $8,250 in total values on the 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab with a Hemi V8 when financed. Long live the truck that's as versatile as your needs. Hurry to your local Ram dealer for this great offer during the last days of the Ram Drive and Discover event. Total values include combined cash allowance and $3,000 Bighorn package value. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends July 5th, 2017.
The windup? Swing and a miss. Ooh, the bat's gone flying out of his hands.
Some lucky fan's going to have a souvenir.
That's going to leave a mark.
Whoa, I hope that guy's okay.
I can't quite see what's happening.
I'm okay.
Oh, wait.
Yep, he's just pulled out his Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama insurance card.
Don't worry, folks. He's going to be fine.
I guess you could say he's got his bases covered.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. We cover what matters. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
It is time to make America rock again. Ted Nugent.
See, you got us going now.
The rock and roll event of the year.
I think I know what you like, dude.
July 16th, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Look out.
With the data, rip it out. Got me a rock and roll band. It's a free for all.
Ted's bringing the ammo. The legendary guitarist and his band. One night only. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Impact box office or by phone. 334-481-5100.
Anybody wants to get mellow, you can turn around and get out of here, all right?
Danger Zone VIP packages available exclusively at TedNugent.com. Ted Nugent. Make America rock again.
Hi, everybody. We're keeping close tabs on the forecast and watching where that tropical plume of moisture will end up. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around. Overnight low temperature near 70. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms from time to time. High temperature in the lower 80s. And then late tomorrow night into Thursday, rain and thunderstorms become likely. Rainfall amounts could be locally heavy with some tropical downpours and a high temperature in the middle 80s. More scattered showers and storms around on Friday. This is a great week to download our free weather app with the latest watches and warnings, access to my blog posts and videos, radar, future radar, and more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Weather emergencies can strike like a bolt from the blue. Storms, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. Is your family safe?
No.
Is it?
No.
Before you venture outdoors, tune into Big News Weather Central. Now with Live in Fear Doppler. Only Live in Fear Doppler warns you of storm conditions that could snap telephone poles like matchsticks, flinging them through the air at hundreds of miles an hour, plunging through your family's bodies like chopsticks through boiled potatoes.
Mom, I'm late for soccer practice.
Don't open the door!
Don't open the door. Check first with Live in Fear Doppler, only from Big News Weather Central.
Mom, it's starting to rain.
Stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Just as Rich Thomas predicted this morning, Cindy has been born. And we'll get some detail from Rich on what to expect. It's Happy Hour. I'm your gracious host, Greg Goodell, my tunnel-like sidekick.
Joey.
He's here, too.
And here they are.
Jebra,
please clap.
That was the most defining moment of his campaign, when he is delivering a speech and there's an applause pause built into the speech, and he delivers the line and the crowd sits there. And when he said, please clap, what he was saying was, I'm done. Really, when you think about it. It's brilliant political analysis like that you can expect for the next 3 hours. I think I'm going to invent a new pool game today called Skimming the Laptop Across the Surface of the Water. And when the story about Cindy becoming officially formed as a tropical storm, I wanted to post it on Facebook and mention, you know, Rich would be checking in with us this afternoon. And my computer, when I had dial-up, it worked faster. All I'm trying to do is post the story, a little tease for the show today. And it's taking longer and longer. My frustration is growing, and I scared Briscoe right off the bat. He was my little widget that gives my face black, but it gathered a thing.
You think you maybe caught a virus?
No.
So you haven't been promiscuous with your web browsing?
No. No, I haven't run my CC cleaner in a little bit.
Ah.
Should do that more often.
You might have just too much on the hard drive or too many things running in the background. You should give Alan a call.
Well, actually, I was going to hurl the laptop at the door of his office on the way in and say, here, you can have this stupid piece of... But cooler heads prevailed. Unfortunately, though, and we're not talking about... I know how the definition of a long time has changed as technology advances. You know, a long time is 30 seconds. No, this was like 10 minutes.
Damn.
10 minutes. So I missed infusion because of this computer, which is why I remain angry and bitter over it. I'm just a better person on days when I get my 3 minutes in the cryotherapy chamber, and I hate it when I don't. And once you've tried infusion and tried cryotherapy and experienced the benefits, and you're counting on that, and you can't go, you'll understand why that's a little bit frustrating today, too. So basically, there's two really big stories, although we're going to go into all kinds of sidebars this afternoon. Two really big stories. One is Cindy and the potential for huge amounts of rain here. Two is this Georgia race. Now, I got a note because he is an insider and a source.
Ah.
That would be the legal eagle and local heartthrob, yeah. Chad, who got a hold of some last-minute polling. And let me see. Hang on 1 second here. He says, you'll notice that liberals are backing away from declaring victory over the last several days. Internal polling now has Karen Handel up by 2 points, which also happens to be the same victory margin that Trump enjoyed in that district. And my gut feeling tells me that's on, and maybe even underestimating the margin of victory. And I'm praying. I don't pray for much, but I'm praying that Karen Handel wins. I don't know that she's going to be that great. It's who she's beating. Somebody I truly despise, a typical hand-picked liberal who's received $50 million in campaign support from all over the place because they want to prop him up as their next little savior. You know, he's their next golden boy, whatever. And he doesn't even live in the frickin' district he's running in. He has to walk a pretty good distance to even get to it. This is desperation. I think that turns people off, the whole carpetbagging thing. And I will be a very happy guy if Karen Handel wins that race tonight.
Oh, yes.
I heard you guys discussing it on the way in. The importance to me is strictly, almost strictly psychological, because it's not going to cost the Republicans their majority. In fact, I would say Karen Handel wins, that bodes very well for the Republicans in 2018 because the Democrats don't understand the country. They did not learn a frickin' thing from the presidential election. The things that they clarify or identify as important don't resonate with people in the middle anymore. They just don't. You know, Chuck Schumer trying to save Obamacare and all the little plots he's hatching to save that turd. Well, that's not going to work with people that are getting screwed
by high premiums, poor service, or no choice at all like they have in Ohio. I don't get it. On the way in, I think that was Lillian on Fox.
Yes.
The story that, you know, well, the Democrats just, well, we're not all about tax reform, that it's going to benefit mostly the rich.
Oh, give me a damn break.
These a-holes just don't understand. So, somebody owns a yacht. Well, you know what? The person or the persons that built the yacht need to make a living. The people that service the yacht need to make a living. The people that work on the yacht need to make a living.
Not to mention all the materials that go into making a yacht. People that make those materials need jobs as well.
Companies all over the place that contribute parts and so forth. And if you got a problem with that, it's your problem that somebody owns a yacht and you don't. That's your problem. Do something about it. I mean, it's been hard because good jobs are hard to find because Obamacare still has a lot of people working 29 hours a week. They just don't get it.
Well, and it's not, I actually talked about this past Saturday. It's not bad if you look at that person with a yacht and say, I'm jealous of them. That's fine because that's you saying, I wish that success was mine. And you might very well go on to emulate that person. But you might covet it as well, saying, oh, I'd like that. Probably not a bad thing either. But if you become envious, to where you're like, oh, that guy is successful, and I don't want that thing, I want to destroy that thing he has.
It's much easier to destroy someone than it is to make it happen for yourself. And quite frankly, even when you can get it, it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Exactly.
All right, let's take a couple of calls here. This is the last day to register for tomorrow's Baumhauer Big Shot drawing. And we're going to have to take a close look at the rain as to whether or not we'll be able to have tomorrow night's gathering. But I can tell you this, Troy King is going to join us a week from Wednesday for our gathering on the 28th. And I'm really excited about that. Gene, you're the first caller this afternoon. How are you? Excuse me. Yes, Jim.
You were talking about wrinkles around your eyes the other day.
Yes. I want them gone.
Yeah, my sister called me and told me to call you and tell you to put some liquid preparation H.
I've done that. The preparation.
You've done that?
That's been around for 30 years.
Well, she's 80 years old, so.
See, if preparation H can shrink a hemorrhoid, it can shrink bags and puffiness under your eyes.
Uh-huh.
That trick has been around, and I used to use it because when I was drinking, I would, you know, look like hell some days, so I'd put some of that on to try and diminish the, like I was fooling anybody other than myself.
Well, listen, how about enter me in the Big Shot entering?
That's what we'll do, and Gene, I need the month and date of your birth.
126.
You are in, and thank your sister for calling.
Okay.
We appreciate it. Here's JoJo.
Hello. Did I hear right, Laura Ingram may be taking Sean Spicer's spot?
Is that?
That would be breaking. I'll look it up.
Yeah, but, let's check that out.
There have been rumors about her doing that before Spicer even took the job.
I love it. I would love to see her in that job. They'll make fun of her and they'll mock her and they'll find somebody on SNL to play her. But she's one smart woman.
Yeah, I think MSN, what I read on this morning. Can I get in on the chance at the Baumhauer that I'm at 125?
Absolutely.
Said 125?
Yes, sir.
All right, you're in there, JoJo.
Thanks, fella.
Thank you. 272-9228. So, again, the two stories that we're paying close attention to, and there's some breaking news, too. Apparently another terror attempt, and was it Brussels?
Yes.
Yeah. Some guy with a bomb belt on, you know, Allahu Akbar. Sounds to me like those Presbyterians are going nuts over there again, Joey. So I'll have to look into that.
No, I think it's the Huguenots.
The Huguenots. I keep forgetting about the Huguenots.
It might be the spiders from Mars. I hear Ziggy Stardust is it just burns things.
It's always a possibility.
It's like to desecrate people and lives.
That's not something you can go blind doing, is it?
Oh, I'm sure you can go blind desecrating things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you try to set fire to something, it gets in your face. Maybe some gasoline.
As I look at the map here, the Cone of Doom on Cindy.
Oh, Lord.
It's going to make landfall right around the Texas-Louisiana border. However, as Rich explained this morning, we're on the wet side, the northeast quadrant of this thing. And here's the news that could make it even worser for us. Projecting out through Saturday morning, it's going to make a right turn and head into the Tennessee-Kentucky area. Well, we're still going to be on the wet side of the storm if it's producing rain. So this could be something, until Rich tells us otherwise, that could be affecting us for several days, not just the immediate future. I will ask Mrs. Ritterbuttle to check the digital rain gauge in a little bit. We had 0.4 of an inch this afternoon before I left. It's raining steadily, but not... Well, let's put it this way. It didn't slow any of the usual a-holes down on 85 who were weaving in and out and going 80 miles an hour, trying to commit suicide on a public highway. So, lots to follow. And again, we won't know the results till tonight. But I am praying. You're not supposed to pray for things. But I really want to see that seat in Georgia 06. Stay Republican. And especially with the
Let's hope God
douchebag.
Doesn't pull a Job on you.
There's always a reason. You know, we are not meant to understand all the things that happen to the world and happen to us individually. We're just not. We don't get that wisdom until we croak. And quite frankly, there's nothing out there I need to know that bad that I need to croak anytime soon. Let me, before we take Craig's call, I just mentioned infusion, and it is something truly that I love so much that when I can't make it because my stupid laptop was tying me up at home and I didn't have any margin for error coming in, I'm upset. In those 3 minutes, the invigoration, the physical well-being, the mental well-being, that all comes from 3 minutes of that nitro-charging experience in that minus 270 chamber. You just, especially when the humidity is ridiculous as it is these days, come out of there, man, and you're ready to take on the world. It's a wonderful feeling. At Infusion, they also have a technology called the laser. The laser is designed to direct the blood flow in large quantities into an area where there's a chronic pain or a wound that has been slow to heal. Could be a pulled muscle, could be almost anywhere on the body. But it works. We watched it work with our very own Jay Scott in the morning. He did something. I don't know if it was a lat or what, but he could barely raise his right arm answer the phone.
He looked miserable.
Jay's no wimp.
No.
So when he's one treatment, he was 80% better the next day, and 2 days later, it was gone. He was going to go to orthopedists and all these other people and do God knows what. One session at Infusion brought immediate relief because everything you need to heal, everything you need to feel better mentally, physically, is in the blood. And these technologies deliver the blood to where it needs to go. The number for Infusion is 296-1662. There are a limited number of complimentary sessions available for Newstalk listeners. If you're interested in trying cryotherapy, and this is for cryo only, give the promo code HAPPYHOUR and they'll book you for the next available complimentary session at Infusion. Infusion, cryoandlaser.com, right across the emergency room entrance at Baptist East in Montgomery. Craig, good afternoon.
Hi, Greg, what's going on, bud? I'm sitting in a truck and the rain's pounding on my truck. But if you'll do me a favor, I'm going down, me and my family are going to take a trip down the beach, Gulf Shores, for 9 days, starting on Friday. Would you get Rich to kind of give me an idea of what he thinks it's going to be like down there?
On Friday? This Friday?
Yeah, we're going to leave this coming Friday morning. For 9 days.
When we touch base with him, I will ask... and I need you to help me remember to ask.
You may
end up waiting till Saturday to travel.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's why I'm calling.
That's speculation because we're going to be, as this thing makes its way ashore sometime Thursday morning, we're going to be on the wrong side of it in terms of moisture.
Absolutely.
So,
all right, brother.
We'll ask him.
I appreciate it, man.
Thank you. All right. Paul Joseph Watson with the new analysis out on the truth behind the Finsbury terror. There's been so much of it. Which one is that? That's the most recent one in London. And we'll have that coming up. It's 321.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
And now for something deliciously different from Wendy's. Wendy's Double Stack is still an option in the 4 for $4. With a quarter pound of fresh beef, four nuggets, fries, and a drink. That's a deal so good it should not exist. Like how owls shouldn't be able to turn their heads all the way around.
Who wouldn't like that deal?
The 4 for $4 with your choice of a Double Stack, Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, or Crispy Chicken BLT. A deal so great, it's impossibly good. But not for long.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes four-piece chicken nuggets, small fries, and a drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome to Wells Fargo. How can I help you?
Well, every day I get a latte from across the street, and trust me, it's best for everyone that I come to work caffeinated. Only today, I forgot my wallet.
Don't worry. We have a new way you can get money out of the ATM. Just use your phone.
My phone?
Just open your Wells Fargo app and request a one-time access code.
Oh, that's better.
Enjoy the latte.
You have done a great service for the people in my office.
No problem.
Wells Fargo is building better every day with new ways to access your accounts. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Long ago and far away when I was a new driver, we had a guy in our neighborhood named Pete, owned a Shell station. He had a full-service garage, and everybody took their cars to Pete because he did honest diagnostics and charged a fair price for his work. And I've been looking for the next Pete Shell ever since. Well, it's here in Montgomery, except his name is Don Duncan. And Don Duncan has three locations where you can bring your car for dependable diagnostics, certified master technicians, absolutely a fair price, not only for services, including oil changes and so forth, but true wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires. But above and beyond that, they'll accommodate you any way you need. If you need to be taken back to your job or your home while your car is being worked on, just let them know. Order it up. Three locations to serve you. 2700 Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Downtown, if you work for the government, it's so convenient. 408 Madison, and the new Don Duncan location at 3521 McGee Road, serving South Montgomery. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Amazon has bought Whole Foods, and now walking into a Whole Foods is as convenient as shopping on Amazon.
Welcome to Amazon Whole Foods. How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to buy some kale.
Here you go. Did you know customers who bought kale also bought kale seeds?
Oh, I can grow my own? Great.
And customers who bought kale seeds also bought a shovel.
I guess I will need a shovel to plant the seeds.
Customers who bought a shovel also bought a lawn tractor.
A tractor?
Customers who bought a lawn tractor also bought fruit trees.
I love fruit.
Customers who bought fruit trees also bought kale.
I already have the kale.
Oh, well, customers who bought kale also bought kale seeds.
Stop it.
Whole Foods Amazon. Free two-day shipping on all asparagus water.
That's one of my favorites. And it's cost plus 10% at Food Outlet. All right, we have Oaken Smotis on the phone.
Hey, good afternoon, Greg, hey, Joey.
Hello.
Look, you know, I got a problem with something, Greg. You know, how can all these hemorrhoid heads around this country not want Trump to, you know, vet all these people coming in when they take one look over in Europe? You know, all of these things blowing up, all these terrorist attacks over there, and they're still fighting. You
I think I got some excellent insights on that from Dan Morris this afternoon. And who was the young man that was the guest?
Noah.
Because he was explaining that in this short attention span era, they read a headline, a paragraph. And I think, since most of the media is still firmly left, that they know that, and that's how they... Look, every morning I pull up AOL because I still got my damn email with AOL. And the first two things you'll see are a couple of anti or Trump negative. Oh, record low approval. Oh, Trump did this. You know, he farted in the wrong window, or whatever it is, some stupid thing, whatever they can find.
And anything.
And every day I go on the comments section. I say, oh, you HuffPo, you know what, you're such hate-filled ape, you know, and a whole bunch of other things. And I'm waiting for him to see when they throw me off. That's when I'll have an excuse to get a new email.
Well, you've got the email by yourself anyway.
I don't understand.
Maybe one other person.
Why they want what they want.
I don't either.
Why are they standing in the path of companies coming back to the United States and opening up manufacturing and putting people back to work with real jobs?
I know. I mean, he's got lots of, lots of great ideas, great things. If they would just turn the man loose and let him do his job. The next thing I wanted to ask about, Greg, is how in the world does one of our Navy destroyers get hit by a big ship out in the middle of the ocean?
You know what? I don't have any insight on that, but if anybody, I know old Navy vet and others who listen, who are local, could probably do that for us, so I hope they'll call. That one,
I hope so. God, I mean, I just don't understand that with all this, all the advanced radar systems and all that stuff that our guys got. I just don't understand it.
I was surprised by that as well. I don't understand. You know, once we know that that's going to happen from time to time in the air.
And that's right.
But
right.
On the sea, with the current technologies, I don't see any reason for that.
I don't understand that either. And, I mean, just as a conspiracy theorist, who was this guy driving this other ship? Did he aim for that destroyer? I mean, who knows?
I don't know. Could there have been terror involved?
I'm just kind of curious.
I don't know. But if anybody has insights above and beyond mine, they're welcome at 272-9220. Otis, thank you for the call. As always, I do believe you're already in the Bomb Hours Big Shot drawing. Red Top.
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, wow.
The worst tragedy about this Navy accident is it hit the berthing quarters where everybody was asleep, just like in the coal situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible. These four men died just for nothing.
Was it four or seven that died in the collision?
Yes. Yeah, it was seven, I think.
Yeah.
And let me make another point. This is the second location in Europe in 2 weeks that there has been a terrorist attack where I stood myself on the Champs-Élysées at the train station in Brussels.
I've been on London Bridge, all these iconic places, and it's heartbreaking. And yet, when these European nations have the chance to elect somebody tough who will put an end to this garbage, they fail to do it. I think Europe is a lost cause, most of it.
Yes, Belgium is really screwed up, almost worse than any of them, because they ask no questions to anybody that they let in, and now
they have
a huge terrorist. And let's make note, I've already had a few people say, well, about the Republican doing the shooting. And, or the Muslims getting run over, and I'll make a point. The Republican or nobody that's shooting Muslims goes around and says Jesu Christe before they do their terrorist attack, do they?
Did you see the situation where the young Muslim woman was killed and the father immediately said, it's a hate crime, it's an anti-Muslim. No, she was killed by an illegal alien. How about that?
Yeah, I saw that. So, I mean, nobody's yelling Jesus Christ whenever they do a terrorist attack.
Well,
there's
I yell sometimes. Plenty
of them yelling Allah Akbar.
When I see some of the news, I sometimes yell it, but I understand your point. Thank
you. Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
We'll do the Paul Joseph Watson piece after the break upcoming, which will begin with Rich's forecast. Tom?
Hey.
Hi.
You're talking about this Navy ship getting hit by the freighter.
Yeah, what's your take on this?
Well, this is just speculation, but you were mentioning with technology available, how could such a thing happen?
Yeah.
Well, my view is if you consider the state of today's education system, bringing up people and then putting them out in the workplace, I think it's pretty simple math. You've got people entering all sectors of the workplace, including the military, and they don't know how to operate this equipment.
I can't say that your statement is absurd or anything, because we know for a fact that, especially in the public schools, they're greasing people through to meet numbers, because the true outcome of the kids' education is less important than them getting the money they need for graduating a certain percentage of students. So we know this happens. They're losing the ability to think critically. On the other hand, I'd like to think our military still has a high enough standard where if they're going to put somebody on a machine that means life or death, if it's incorrectly read, they'll have somebody competent there. That's the part that needs to... That's what I want to know about this incident.
Yeah, well, but our... when we think about education, I remember back in the 40s and 50s, our children entering the military, of course, they're at a point where they're legally considered adults. They were so much better educated. And if you look at the children coming up in other parts of the world, like Asia and Europe, you look at how they're educating their children. And that's why those nations do so much better economically.
You are correct. And that's not anything recent. That is a fact. And I used to sit at the University of Illinois. I got to run. Thanks for the call. Did we get you into Baumhauer's Big Shot Drawing, Tom?
No.
Do you want to be in?
It really doesn't make a difference to me one way or the other. But you can enter me if you wish.
Well, Tom, if you win, I certainly hope you'll be a little more enthusiastic than this.
Well, there are other more important matters. Getting this country back on the right track.
That's why we go to Baumhauer's every Wednesday night. That's what we're doing. We're fixing the country.
Okay. What
month and date of birth?
March 2nd.
3-2, and thank you. 3:33, we'll have Rich's forecast in a moment. Oh, my God. Somebody just... More social destruction.
A radio show.
They're redoing the Ken doll. And in addition to cutting off his, the way they're making him look, we all want. Who are these? I don't know. Are they feminists or feminazis, as Rush calls them, that would like to eliminate the penis from society completely? We'll discuss that. I don't see a real demand for that, frankly. But what do I know? Okay. And I'm not that bright either. As Tom was just talking, look, they. I'm not that bright, and they put me in charge of this radio station for 6 hours a day. High risk. Before we get to the rain, let's talk about the humidity. It is sticky. Can you feel it? What's the thermostat at there, young Joey?
72.
Can you lower that by one?
Yeah.
It's not that it's hot in here. It's the humidity. I want that cool wall of dry air. You can guarantee that you have it in your home by engaging TLC. That's not the name of the company. That's the service they provide. The love of Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Get yourself a membership. Do you know that summer starts tonight, just before midnight? So we are already in the soup as far as heat and humidity is concerned, and we've got 3, 4, 5 months more. If you've done nothing to service that machine that you ask so much from, take a look at your recent electric bills. If they're leaping up, if they're much higher than the previous year, get them out there. You could have an inefficiency in your operating system that they can fix. You're betting $159 for 2 annual tune-ups and the guarantee of priority service discounts on parts and labor that you won't have to spend thousands to replace everything. So do the best preventative maintenance. That TLC, the love of Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning. And by the way, the best plumbers out there too. Ready to take on any situation. 24/7, 365 for those who sign up as Clark's Club members. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. Your people are exceptional. Call 277-2125, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com. Now, Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. We're keeping close tabs on the forecast and watching where that tropical plume of moisture will end up. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around. Overnight low temperature near 70. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms from time to time. High temperature in the lower 80s. And then late tomorrow night into Thursday, rain and thunderstorms become likely. Rainfall amounts could be locally heavy with some tropical downpours and a high temperature in the middle 80s. More scattered showers and storms around on Friday. This is a great week to download our free weather app with the latest watches and warnings, access to my blog posts and videos, radar, future radar, and more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Tropical Storm Cindy. See, just the words. We've been talking, too, about this new thing from the National Weather Service. Potential tropical cyclone. Remember they used to call them depressions and things like that? You know why they're doing that? They want to scare people. And they want to, the more they use the word cyclone, the more people hear that, the more they'll buy into the whole global warming hoax. Chuck, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Sir Gregory.
What's happening?
I have got to tell you what happened to me about 10:30 this morning.
Okay.
Let's see, last Thursday, Clark's came out to my house for the annual Clark's Club thing, you know, and all. And I believe his name was Ron, the guy that did it, said, took me outside, I've got two units. And he said, you got a unit here that, you know, that's not going to be around much longer and all. So anyway, he was real nice. Now, he called Scott. Scott came out there and gave me an estimate on replacing both units. And he said, you can call around and get prices and all, but he said, you know, I think we're going to, you know, we're going to fix you up now. And I said, well, to start with, I'm not wasting my time calling around and getting prices because I don't have time or the patience to do it. So, anyway, he emails me this, but no, that was great. Well, I was sitting there in my chair. I just eaten breakfast and was fixing to take my nap. And the phone rang. Some guy named Bobby Clark called. And I answered the phone. He said, Mr. Courtney? I said, yeah, it's this Bobby Clark. Clark's taking air conditioning. And I said, yes, sir. And he said, I was just calling to check and see. I see where we came out and serviced your units and all. And I wanted to know, if you could tell me how your experience was.
Mm-hmm.
I have never, never had any company, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, any of them, call me after the fact and ask me how it went. And he didn't even know that I'd gotten an estimate. No. He was just checking on the service part of it. It absolutely surprised the hell out of me.
Well, I've been telling you that for a long, long time. You know, that's part of that's their name, Rick and Bobby Clark. They don't want it sullied by less than stellar performance, so they really care about customer service.
I'm going to tell you, it just surprised me, and that just further, you know, anchored me, and I'm gonna get those units replaced here probably in about another month.
Mm-hmm.
And
they did my system replacement when I needed it.
Price.
Well, I'm glad you had a good experience, and I appreciate you calling to share.
And Lewis Long, deal with them, and Randy up at Prattville Farm Center. Got to go up there tomorrow. My tomato plants, they got one of them that's turning yellow leaf.
Oh, they'll fix that.
Each of it.
I've heard about that problem. I bought my tomato plants at Prattville Farm Center, and they have produced prodigiously. I've harvested at least 100 red beefsteak tomatoes already. I gave a bunch to Baron this morning and to Emily and Jack Campbell wants the latest from Farmer Greg. So you're in the best hands there, too, bud.
Yeah, Jack's my buddy, but I'd like to see the Greg Aker, but we ain't got that far yet.
Listen, I appreciate your call so very much. We're just out of time. Chuck, you want to be in the Baumhauer's Big Shot drawing?
I do.
Month and date of birth?
124.
All right, you're in, and I thank you. We're going to get Bob here quickly, too.
Hey, I have a comment about the guy before last.
Yes.
About military training.
Yes.
Military puts every piece of money they have into military training. If you wash out, you wash out. Now, you know, this guy, he don't know what the hell he's talking about. You know, our military is the best in the world.
I don't think there's any doubt about that, but do you not think that most recent administration and commander-in-chief inflicted the military with a ridiculous slew of social changes and experiments?
And this was the last administration. That was the last administration. Yeah, he put all of overseas when he did that. You can't shoot at them unless they shoot at you. You know, I've been deployed four times, and this last guy that was in the freaking office, yeah, he tied our hands behind our freaking backs.
Yeah, he sure did.
But got
some of your brothers and sisters killed too.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, if there were
people that were promoted ahead of their skill set, it happened under his watch. That's what I think the point was.
Yeah, well, they don't do that. I've been in the service since 1977, and I just recently retired. So no, you can't tell me that our military is, you know, undergrade. And your caller before last, I don't know exactly what he was trying to get to, but no, I'd like to meet up with him and, you know, talk to him about this, what he thinks. Because he sounds like he's a left retard. But anyway, so hey, can you put me 1024?
You're in. Thanks for the call. All right, we got to check traffic. Jay will be in for Rick Walker this afternoon. Jay's putting in a long day.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Good afternoon from Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. In for Rick Walker, I'm Jay Scott. Still have no accidents to report right now on the roads. Everything is looking good on 65 and 85. Also 231, 331, everything there is looking fine as well. Roads are wet, so just be careful out there. Use caution, buckle up, and use those headlights. Just be safe as you're driving around out on the town this afternoon. The 2017 fall registration at Trenum State Community College is July 11th through the 31st with classes beginning August 18th. Financial aid available for those who qualify. Trenum State, the college for real careers, 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, in for Rick Walker this afternoon, I'm Jay Scott.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance.
1-800-INJURE.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are five reasons a first home homebuyer needs to act now. First, interest rates on loans are still at historically low rates, which translates to more house for your dollar than ever before. Second, the supply and demand for housing in our area is balanced for the first time in a decade, which means there are houses to be seen without the pressure of multiple offers on the same property. Third, Alabama Housing Finance has excellent financing for first-time homebuyers that allow buyers to have fixed low rates and low or no down payment required to close. Fourth, area banks and mortgage companies also have excellent products for first-time homebuyers that will help you finance your first home. Fifth, hiring a buyer agent at no cost to you to negotiate on your behalf, suggest financing, and write a clean, concise offer is available now from the Goodson Group. For more details, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, Scott Bowers here with PBS Painting. Looking to do any painting in the future? Looking for true professional painting? I ask that you please give me a call for a free estimate. When you hire PBS Painting, you actually get me on the job at all times with a brush or roller in hand, so I know that it's done the right way. We always use high-quality products to ensure a long life to your paint job. We take our time prepping the job properly, which ensures a high-quality paint job. As always, no upfront money is needed, and we are licensed and insured. We offer interior, exterior painting, pressure washing, and sheetrock services. So if you have a painting project you want done the right way, from Lake Martin to South Montgomery County, then please give PBS Painting a call at 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Check us out on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-643-5081. 800-643-5081. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-643-5081.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for their rewards club, so you can play worry-free, and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you tired of the ho-hum boredom of everyday driving?
Yes.
Want to spice things up?
Yes.
Then you need to call the Emily Hayes Driving School. It's life in the fast lane when Emily Hayes teaches you how to get in your car and go. Emily will teach you how to put the pedal to the metal, how to straighten out the curves, and what to say when you pass those speed limit signs. It's a proven fact that driving too slow can cause these ailments.
Headaches, muscle pains, fever, bleeding from the lungs, meningitis, kidney failure.
Some people drive fast, but they don't drive Emily fast.
I think it stems back to when I had braces.
So call. That's once again, and ask for Miss Hayes.
Don't call me Miss Hayes. That just frosts my pajamas.
Call the Emily Hayes Driving School and call them
today.
That kind of driving?
It ain't fitting. This ain't fitting.
Put her in a movie.
Get ready for one of the most explosive movies of the year.
Hang on to your ass.
Fire!
That was complete destruction.
Fart of the Furious.
Ready?
One thing I can guarantee, no one's ready for this.
Starring Vin Diesel.
I got no choice!
Charlize Theron.
This should be interesting. They're all mine.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Phase two.
Phase two? What's phase two?
Bounds away.
Ouch.
Now it's my turn.
And featuring special guest star Kurt Russell.
It took longer than I expected.
All right, you get style points for that one.
Fart of the Furious.
Speaking of Emily.
Yes.
I need you to do me a favor there.
Joey!
These two cucumbers I harvested from Greg Akers. Would you place those at her seat?
Like on the seat?
No, just by her microphone.
Yeah, I'll do you a solid.
Yes. I
man, that's just...
I gotta tell you.
It feels right holding this cucumber in my hand.
I have yanked some whoppers out of my garden.
I believe
that.
I
mean, no, there's one on the kitchen counter that's, it looks like a mini torpedo. It looks like it should be dropped over an enemy city. It's
remarkable.
So big. And look at this gourd here, huh?
Oh, my. It's got warts and all.
It's got a neck. It's really cute. So anyway, I wanted to keep my promise that I would bring those. I guess cats like cucumbers or something. I'm not really sure what the deal is. We're hoping to hear from Rich, who is really, of all, really, he soldiered through this morning.
He was here in studio?
Yeah, and he's not feeling well at all. So you're going to have to depend on me, to some extent, to keep you updated with this approaching system.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
I understand your disappointment, but I can tell you this with great certainty. Right now, the radar, look at this, from just north of Montgomery, from about Clanton south, it is all green. If you get down to the Dothan Enterprise area, there's some embedded gold and light red in there, which means you may see a thunderstorm, halfway between here and Troy, like right over Raymer, right over Little Red Schoolhouse Restaurant in that area. And if you see something caused by this weather, and I would imagine at some point when they really get an idea of how much of they've canceled a couple of things for tomorrow. Let's take a quick look at that, too. The summer school program, I believe, because of the flooding. And we had rifles stolen through Walla Montgomery Hair Salon. Well, that's nice. Hey, you know, I heard Barron did a brilliant open on his show today about the purse snatching and then the subsequent high-speed chase, which we covered on this show yesterday. Rick Walker did a nice job. He gave us the heads up on that. We were able to direct people away from Atlanta Highway where this insanity was taking place. And I couldn't agree with him more. This garbage, I was discussing this with somebody after the morning show. And this is way too reminiscent of the way things were handled when Bobby Bright was mayor. Because we found out on the old, this is when we were on the AM station, when allegedly we had no listeners, which was BS. We had a very sizable audience on that show. There was a gang war that broke out right next to the ice rink at Eastdale Mall. There was a group of Korean children who were ice skating that night, and they and their parents went fleeing in terror as these thugs were cracking each other over the head with tables and throwing garbage cans, and somebody may or may not have heard gun. We're talking about something that goes back 11 or 12 years, and not a word in the local media, not in the advertiser, not on any of the TV stations. But they called us. So we started looking into this, and we asked for others who were there to call in. And it was a legitimate story. And it took 4 days from the first phone call to that show. But eventually it got the coverage it deserved, and it became a big freaking deal. And the worst part of it was the cover-up. Now, we understand we have civic things that we don't want to see go away, our malls and stores and places like that, when people are afraid to show that. Everybody's told me what happened with the old Montgomery Mall. But again, in some instances, instead of allowing rumors to spin out of control or saying we're going to address this with a strong police presence so shoppers feel safe, it's on deadmalls.com. And it's not that old. That's a nice-looking building out there. But it's not a shopping mall. Because they don't, they just, I don't know whether they don't want to stand up to the thugs or what. But we can't let them put any more of our businesses out of business. And the way you fight that, A, is to create a stronger police presence, and B, to tell us what happens when it happens. That's what's got to go on. You can't hide this or pretend it didn't happen at Target or East Chase, because people are going to let it know. You're in the era of social media. You can't get away with that crap. The thing that proved the fight at Eastdale 12 years ago was somebody's camera video. It was poor, but you could tell what was going on. And then they couldn't hide it anymore. Why, that pissed off Bobby Bright. So stop with the shenanigans and the cover-ups and the pretense. And I hope these two bitches are still sitting in jail. If you want my God's honest opinion, I hope that it takes them a long, long time before they can get bailed out. I haven't read the updated story here. We'll find out. But they should be held on something in the six-figure area so that they just can't get out and go back to business as usual. 3:56 is the time. As long as I'm being real serious here, let me reach out and thank those of you who have helped Hospice of Montgomery. It's so important that we keep them going so that their services are available to all regardless of ability to pay. And we're doing a good job, but we need to keep up with it. And of course, the folks there, hospice nurse, came to pick up her Baumhauer's prize.
Yeah.
Magnificent woman. You can tell that in a situation where a family is stressing and going through the grief of losing a loved one, this is the kind of strong spiritual woman you'd want there to mentor everybody through it. We pray you never have to call them, but you'll want them there if you need them. Trust me on that. So go to hospiceofmontgomery.org. There's multiple ways you can help out, including signing up for Amazon Smile so that a percentage of purchases will go directly to Hospice of Montgomery. That's one way you can do it without feeling the pain. Please help them. Or browse the website, hospiceofmontgomery.org. It's 3:57, fresh edition of Fox coming up, and then we're going to play this freaking Paul Joseph Watson clip.
It's time for John Stamos' Spectacular Life Tips, brought to you by Spectrum. Tip number 48.
Stuff doesn't make you happy, but it's hard to remember what makes you sad when you're surrounded by spectacular stuff. So surround yourself with lots and lots of spectacular stuff, like Spectrum TV, internet, and voice.
Start living the spectacular life with Spectrum. Get Spectrum TV with stunning HD plus thousands of titles free on demand. Just $29.99 a month. Call 844-677-2999. Then, enjoy enough speed for all your devices with 60 megabit Spectrum internet. With no data caps and a free modem. Just $29.99 a month. And get unlimited nationwide calling, plus unlimited calling to Canada, Mexico, and more with Spectrum Voice. Don't wait. Get Spectrum TV, internet, and voice for just $29.99 a month each when bundled. With no contracts and our 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 844-677-2999.
Get Spectrum and be spectacular. Like me.
Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery are out to sell 200 vehicles during their Drive and Discover sales event. And they just received $500,000 to help them reach this goal. Drive home a new 2017 Dodge Challenger. Lease just $189 per month. How about a new 2017 Grand Cherokee Laredo? Lease just $249 per month. Plus, we want your trade-in, regardless of year, make, or model. Even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Got a bump in your credit? With a job bringing home $350 per week, Brubaker can get almost anyone approved. So what are you waiting for, Montgomery? You owe it to yourself to come in for a test drive today. Remember, all that matters is what you'll pay, and you'll pay less at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified lessees through Chrysler.